South Central Foundation President Catherine Gottlieb took an unlikely path to success. She's now in charge of providing health care services to nearly 60,000 Alaska Natives in the Anchorage area. But at 16, she was a high school dropout. APRN's Annie Feit has this profile for our series on Alaska Native education.
Catherine Gottlieb saw the power of education early on. In grade school, her family moved from Old Harbor on Kodiak Island to Seldovia. She says she went from getting straight A's to nearly failing because the standards in Seldovia were so much higher. The teachers expected a lot from her, and she was eager to prove she could do the work. She says the experience taught her the importance of expectations, something she learned from her father as well.
My father had a funny way. He is Filipino. My mother was Aleut. And his second language was English. And because of that, people would yell at him. They would holler at him when they were talking to him. And he one day said, "Why are you yelling at me?" He said, "I can understand you." And I think that's his real good analogy about education and how you're taught.
Domestic violence was common in Catherine Gottlieb's home, and her mother was an alcoholic. But she doesn't blame her rough childhood for her decision to leave high school after 10th grade. Instead, she says it was a simple lack of sex education.
I dropped out of school because I was pregnant at 16 years old, one of those statistics, and decided I should just stay at home, take care of baby, grow up.
Gottlieb went on to have six children. She eventually got her GED and worked at her local Native organization. When she was 35, she moved to Anchorage and walked into an employment agency with a lofty goal.
Then they said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to be a CEO." And they were laughing as I, you know, while I was talking to them, because they were looking at my record and I had GED. But I just always felt that I could just do it.
Gottlieb found a job at South Central Foundation. It was a young organization at the time, with 100 employees and an annual budget of $3 million. Its mission was to improve health and social conditions for Alaska Native people. Gottlieb saw that it could be doing much more. She wanted the foundation to help own and manage Indian Health Service programs in Alaska. 4 years later, the board elected her CEO. She says it's the only moment in her work life when real fear set in.
And I didn't know I was worried or scared about it until I was in Juneau, and Brian Saylor had just been appointed the deputy commissioner for the state of Alaska of health. And we were walking down the hill together in Juneau, and I said, "Are you scared?" He said, "Yep." He said, "Are you?" I said, "Yes." And I think that was the first time I felt the awesome responsibility of actually being the person in charge.
Gottlieb realized her vision for South Central Foundation. Today, the organization has 1,400 employees and an annual budget of $181 million. Along the way, she earned a college degree, a master's, and even a pilot's license. And she wants her employees to have the same opportunities. She even offers scholarships to encourage employees to go back to school.
Any bachelor level walking around, we're chasing them back into school for their master's. We believe everyone should have a chance at achieving what their career is here. And if they can do it better with education, we're going to give them a foot up there and encourage them to do that and celebrate it big time if they accomplish that.
She wants to encourage others to adopt her own can-do philosophy, to set a big goal and then go after it, and to ignore anyone who laughs at such ambition along the way. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.